This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast for Franklin Matters. This is number 60 in the series. It is a notable week as we close it out here in Franklin, Mass. On Sunday, March 14th. The mathematicians are celebrating Pi. Monday, March 15th is the Ides of March. And Wednesday, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. For the wearing of the green, let the Irish luck be with us all. But enough of the special days. Let's get into our Franklin Matters for this week. And in this session, I'll cover the school committee meeting on March 9th, the special town council charter revisions meeting on Wednesday the 10th, and the announcement on the Big Y supermarket and the planning board activities on that front. So first up, amongst the most noteworthy of events at the school committee meeting on March 9th was the presentation of the budget. As we previewed it here last week, this is not a level service budget, as they do add back the late bus that we talked about. The full budget document is a PDF, approximately 70 or so pages. The link is available on the school's website. The link will also be included in the show notes. Second item on the from the school committee meeting, the bullying task force was proposed and accepted to proceed. I had sent in some minor modifications for their wording and was busy with reporting, so I did not pursue that during the meeting itself. As the task force begins work, I hope to report on some of the meetings and will share that effort here. If you do want to get involved in this effort, please contact Maureen Sabolinsky, the school superintendent, or Jeff Roy, the school committee chairperson, fairly quickly because they do want to move on this and have something back to the school committee in a June timeframe. The third item of note during the meeting actually slipped by me during the meeting itself. Tucked away in the listing of the action items was the Franklin Arts Academy. You may recall this was brought up earlier this year. It was scheduled for discussion on the February 23rd meeting and had been removed and supposedly brought for future discussion at a future meeting. It did appear on this meeting on March 9th, came up for a vote, was not discussed, and passed unanimously. So the question is, what occurred during the time between the meeting of February 23rd and March 9th? To have the item, you know, moved from a discussion for the future to no discussion whatsoever. Now, I'm not saying it's not a good thing. It certainly seems to be a good thing. And it is improved and it is going forward. But I'm just curious. Anyone who had insights on that? I haven't a clue. So let's move along to the special town meeting to review the charter revisions. For something as important as the charter revisions, as I've said here before, it is very important. It's how we in Franklin conduct our business. It's the document. I was really disappointed with the lack of notification for the meeting. As mentioned here last time, it wasn't mentioned during the prior town council meeting when there was plenty of opportunity during a short meeting to do so. And then nothing was posted to the town website until Monday, when after some prompting, the changed document was actually posted. So we did have something to go into the meeting to prepare for. The discussion during the meeting was enlightening as usual. Some counselors spoke carefully and thoughtfully about the issues. Some were content to create sound bites with no sustenance whatsoever. We'll get a chance to review the changes again at this week's town council meeting, as the listing of changes is up for discussion. The council should come to some consensus on which way to proceed on which items, so that the document can be drafted for approval and vote. And the overall process seems to be summarized by the following. The council is going to determine which changes ought to be pursued. The document then is going to get drafted for review and approval by the council. Assuming they approve, the document then goes to the state legislature. Assuming they approve, the document returns to Franklin, where the voters, you and I, get to decide at a future election, and it looks like that's being targeted at this time for November 2010. As this document defines our way of governing ourselves, I personally would approve of the following. Moving the following elected official positions to appointments. So, the town clerk, the treasurer collector, the board of assessors, board of health, and constables. I would accept those as appointments as opposed to elected positions. This, in summary, would ensure that the city of Franklin, while continuing to choose to call itself a town, would at least be better prepared to handle the future. The future being a state of affairs where it is much more critical to operate as a business with the appropriately qualified people in the proper roles. The town council, elected by the voters, would have an oversight on all appointments. The town administrator should be provided guidelines for determining the qualifications of the people for those positions. And the job requirements for each position should be spelled out with appropriate success measures and periodic performance reviews. We don't have that today for these elected positions. So I think that would be a very good thing for us to do. Third item for this week in review, the planning board heard the proposal for a new supermarket, the Big Y, to come into the location where the restaurant has changed frequently and was most recently the Chinese Buffet. This location, if you're not familiar with it, is directly across the street on 140 from the municipal building. You can view the full session, which is approximately 1 hour long on the planning board itself, via the video archive link, and the link will be included in the show notes. It was also interesting to hear at the meeting, as they go into the recess, someone says, "I heard Price Chopper and Middlesex Bank." And those are two other businesses that are apparently also coming to that Route 140 eastern side. So there's more coming on March 22nd. The hearing and the process will continue at the planning board meeting that night. There's also going to be design review meetings and conservation commission meetings on aspects of the Big Y proposal. So stay tuned to developments along Route 140. It should be rather interesting to see how that comes along. So in summary this week, we've talked about the school committee meeting and the FY 2011 budget, the charter revisions, and the planning board review underway on the Big Y supermarket. Looking ahead, the charter revisions continue at the town council meeting on Wednesday. And of course, for a full schedule of all the Franklin meetings, you can check out the town website. There's a calendar link, and I'll also include the link in the show notes. So as I close this session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.